You're listening to Out Loud and Proud, a program made possible by the LGBT and S Alliance Fund. This week's guest is Molly McCoy. She is a Tucson-based educator, a poet, an award-winning writer, and speaker. This is her story.
I came out to my family in 1990 when I was 20. My mom's sister was an out lesbian and my parents had attended her commitment ceremony. And my dad's brother had come out in 1979. My relatives had cleared the path for me, but I still wanted to play it super safe. So I devised what I called the double whammy plan. My mom came out to visit me in Seattle. And as soon as she got her bags unpacked, I said, "Mom, I've got a tattoo and I'm gay." I displayed my new ankle tattoo of Pan, the half-goat, half-man god, and my mom looked at me, horrified. "You got a tattoo?" she said. She had this disgusted look on her face, like she'd just gotten a whiff of an overused porta-potty. My mom had always hated tattoos, and I knew it. The double whammy had worked like a charm. My mom bought and read some books written for parents of gay kids. She made me get tested for HIV, not because I was gay, but because the tattoo needle scared her so much. The worst part ended up being the tattoo itself. The black ink has blurred, and now the half-man, half-goat dancing on the grass looks more like a skateboarder carrying a pizza. This tattoo is so bad that I've started telling people that it actually is a skateboard carrying a pizza. So other than the bad tattoo, coming out that first time was easy. But 6 years later, I started teaching at this technical college. This was 1996. This student services rep I'll call Corporate Claire came into my classroom and told my students that they couldn't have a gay club on campus. Why? Because the school was privately owned by a devout Christian who just didn't want gay clubs at his college. I felt like I was in enemy territory. Already, I was uncertain about how to come out to my students. I'd considered being totally honest with them. I'd hand them the syllabus and say, "Hello, students, I'm your teacher, Miss McCloy. I have a cat and a couple of houseplants, and I've been having an affair with a married woman. It's long distance, but that makes it even hotter. Take careful notes on the details of my personal life, or you'll never master the 5-paragraph essay." It all seemed so rude, and worse yet, off topic. And really, after Corporate Claire came into class, I didn't want to say anything at all. Then one day I was talking to my students about demonstration speeches, which are the how-to-bake-a-cake speeches, and one student wanted to talk to me privately after class. When we were alone, he said, "Miss McCloy, I'm gay and I want to come out to the whole class for the demonstration speech. Is that okay?" I said, "That depends on how you plan to demonstrate it." He insisted that he was serious and he repeated his plan to me. I told him he was an adult and could do what he wanted, but he might want to think about it a little harder. Then, on the day of the speeches, he showed up barefoot. I gave him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he had changed his topic to foot care. But when the stopwatch went off, he just stood there running one bare foot over the other, like someone wringing his hands. And then I smelled the whiskey. "Stop," I said, and pulled him out into the hallway. It was 10 o'clock in the morning, and he was so drunk he could barely stand up. In teacher training, they never tell you how to deal with a student who is a foot taller than you and outweighs you by 40 pounds and is totally plastered because he was trying to steal his nerves to come out as gay to your entire class at a ridiculously conservative college. No one ever tells you how to take that big drunk kid and somehow get him down 2 flights of stairs so you can call him a cab. We began stumbling down those stairs together with him leaning on me like I was a war medic. I wasn't sure we were going to make it, but I kept repeating this silent mantra that gave me hope. "Please don't puke on me. Please don't puke on me," I chanted the whole way down. I called him a cab, and while we were waiting for it, this piece of paper fell out of his pocket. And when I glanced at it, I recognized a familiar recipe. 2 1/4 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon salt. If this kid failed to summon the bravery to come out to the whole class, his plan B was to teach everyone how to make chocolate chip cookies. Here he was, desperately struggling to find his place at this school when even the owner of the whole college didn't want him there. It hurt to look at my student, drunk and scared, and holding this chocolate chip cookie recipe. I realized I'd let this frightened student lead where I should have led. I come out to my students now. I'm no hero. It took me until 2009 when I finally had a nice, safe, full-time job, but I do it every first day of class. It's not about me, or my identity, or my privacy. It's for my gay students. I just wish I would have gotten up the courage faster and earlier. I wish it would have been as easy as getting another bad tattoo.
Out Loud and Proud was produced in Tucson, Arizona. You can find this episode and all of season 1 at kxci.org.